and Jay.
Hey, is George in?
You got him.
Hey, George, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
For who?
The Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank, actually trying to follow up with you. Looks like we sent you a finance offer about 2 weeks ago based on some financing you did. I think it was through Heister Yale. I had you pre-approved for some equipment finance and some working capital. Just wanted to touch base, see what you got going on.
It wasn't us. We haven't ordered anything for any machinery or anything like that at all. So it wasn't us.
Okay. I'm sorry. This is BG Quality Machine and Tools?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, yeah, okay.
We ain't bought no equipment lately, have we? Was that for equipment or what?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It looks like it was probably equipment. It was back in 2013.
Oh, I thought you meant this year. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. No, we had sent you an offer about 2 weeks ago. It was based on the financing you did back in 2013. So we have you pre-approved for some equipment finance and some working capital. So I'm just trying to touch base with you, see what kind of plans you have coming up that we could help you out with.
Nothing this year at all. Nothing, period.
Oh, okay. Is it, what's the reason for that? Are you, you know...
Doing how many work?
Oh, okay. Work related. I gotcha. Are you doing anything to get through the slower times?
We're making it day to day, let's put it that way.
So I see.
I don't have no room for any equipment anyway, to be honest. But I can get, I can buy something to replace what I got, but we can't even do that right now.
Sure,
all my
I got
machines
you.
I'm paid up on everything.
Nice.
All my machines
nice.
Paid for, and I'm glad of that because that'd probably went under this year.
Okay. Now, as far as cash flow goes, we have you pre-approved. There's working capital in there too, with $250,000 in the account. What would you be able to do with that?
I mean, probably nothing. We don't have new plans at all.
Okay. Yeah. No need to bid on jobs or anything like that. Are you guys tied? Are you guys tied close to the cost of oil right now?
No. Why?
Okay, a lot of the machine shops I work with, they are tied with the oil, so they've been, a little slower because of that. What do you think the reason is for you guys slowing down over there?
The economy.
Just the economy,
most of the people we do business work are mainly people that are run by the economy of what's going on, what they buy,
okay.
And stuff like that.
What's a typical type of job that you do?
We do it. Any kind of machining. So
oh, sure.
Happen.
Yeah, you got a wide range.
We can go anywhere, but the idea is what we're tied up right now with. And everybody else is so slow, just saying nobody.
Yeah.
Hardly nobody giving work out. I mean,
absolutely. I'm hearing a lot of that.
It sucks.
Amen. Amen. We're hoping in the next couple of months we'll see a little turn. that's always the hope, right?
It's still going to take a while.
Yeah.
Nothing happens overnight, so you're talking maybe a year or two down the road before things are really busting open. I hope if they bust open.
Yeah. What I'm telling is we're seeing a turn in oil. Hopefully, we'll see a little more action with that, and then the banks will loosen up with the lending, get some business going.
Well, you have to have in our business, as far as machine shop goes, you have to have business to. Everybody's got a boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before you see anything, so I don't expect anything for another year.
Okay.
I'm holding my breath.
Yeah. How long have you been in business over there?
Since 85.
Okay. Hey, well, if you made it through 2007, 2008, you're doing something right. Doing something right. All right. Well, tell you what, George, is there maybe an email address I can just shoot you our info? So if something does come up, in the next year or so, you can go ahead and reach out.
We don't want to give that out there. We can give you my fax number if you want to fax something to me.
Yeah, sure. That works.
Okay, it's 443.
Okay.
231-6899. I'd rather have you do that.
Okay, yeah, that's easy. And, I'll just, send you our information. It's something, sometimes it'll pop up out of nowhere. If it does, we'd love to throw our hat in the ring, get you some lower rates and help you out.
Yeah, that sounds good. We're always looking for somebody.
Yeah, there you go. Make it available to you if it's there.
It's a shame that we can't, But I'm kind of, we're in a a rut anyway, because we're in our building, is we can't. We can probably get room for maybe one more machine, but that's been
hitting max capacity. Yeah.
Oh, max! You're almost at the max. Probably 99%. So
nice.
I mean, you gotta say it had to be something replacement, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, those are the ones that are always the unexpected ones. So if it does pop up, you know, we can make it quick and easy for you too.
And this has been a rough. Last year was a downturn. And this year, the year before last was a downturn, and last year was really a downturn.
Oh, man.
It was terrible. But we see a little bit of this year so far, and I hope it stays that way. If we stay that way, we'll be okay, because we're finally on an upswing a little bit.
Kicking back a little, all right.
So, I mean, you know. But, I mean, I talk to a lot of salesmen we deal with, and everybody's in the same boat.
Oh yeah, across the board. I mean, I mainly deal with machine shops, and like I said, a lot of them are tied so close to oil that it's a depressing conversation one after the other. But you know, it's you know, slowly getting better. Oil's bouncing back, and like I said, once that industry kicks in, the banks loosen up a little, and you know, then you got, you know, once everybody else does business, you get some work in the machine shops too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. You know, got to hope for the best here. And, you know, I'll go ahead. I'll circle back with you, you know, maybe once a quarter just to touch base,
yeah, so
check
yeah,
in.
Yeah, do that, yeah.
Maybe yeah, and, you know, if anything does come up, yeah, we'll be there.
Okay, good enough. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the time, George.
Yeah.